What about arrhythmias? Well, the patients treated with perioperative beta blockers had a lower heart rate. The heart rates were not that low. In the atenolol-treated patients, they averaged 75 beats per minute, and the placebo-treated groups, 87. There are a number of experts who insist that perioperative beta blockers must be titrated to affect heart rate. The point I want to make here is very simple. In the atenolol-treated study, we held the drug if the heart rate was too low, i.e., below 55 beats per minute. We did not titrate to effect. Titrating to effect may be better, but it's not essential. What you should do is give the drug. Once you have given the drug to lots of people, like everyone who has either coronary artery disease, everyone who has peripheral vascular disease, and everyone with two risk factors for coronary artery disease, which includes hypertension, hyperlipidemia, age greater than or equal to 65, smoking, or diabetes, then you have permission to get fancy and titrate the dose. If you're not treating every candidate, then concentrating on having a really complicated system with dose titration to effect in the sickest patients misses treating the majority of patients and is a disservice to them. So in summary, give the drug. Give the drug to everyone with risk. Get fancy later.